group.
It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears.
Off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Go on today.
The past is the past.
Can't worry about the past, cause that was yesterday.
It's a new day, bro.
I'ma put it on
my
line,
day.
Cause
gotta
it's
do it
my
now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages, the time right now is 5:03 Pacific Standard Time. The date is Tuesday, August 4th, which can only mean one thing, that you're tuned into morelikeradio.com, and I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, the king of kings, Mr. No Days Off himself, Johnny Five, aka Sir Darkside, and I am your illustrious host of what you are now listening to, My Time Now. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for coming out. It is going to be good times, good music, and great fun going on today. A little stuff I want to talk about really, really, really quickly. Windows 10 is killing the game right now, and I just have to come out and say that. I mean, if you have a Windows operating system and are running either Windows 7 or Windows 8, I definitely, wholeheartedly, 110% recommend that you go out and you get your free copy of Windows 10 right now, because it is the best operating system that Windows has produced in a long, 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 long time. And it's definitely worth it, man. It's worth it to go out and get it. I mean, let's just be F off real. If you're a gamer right now, it is, I mean, just high end. I mean, you've got the streaming from your Xbox One console to any Windows 10 device, which is off the charts amazing right now. You also have you know, Windows 10 operating system being introduced in November to the Xbox One so that they'll unify that UI across the systems, which is really, really something that I'm looking forward to. You also have cross-platform gaming where you can play a game with your friends on Xbox One from the Surface or from your PC or from whatever it is that you're using, and it is really, really, really well done, and I'm actually pretty surprised that I am this enthused about a Windows operating system. I mean, right now, Windows is truly winning me over. You know, I might end up buying a new PC. I thought I was going to get a Mac, but I may, in fact, end up getting another PC for cheap to allow it to do more. And, you know, I'm super excited about it. And I never thought the day would come. You know, I never thought this day would come where Windows would get it done. And I'm really, really, really happy about that. What else we got to talk about, man? Got a new job. Yay for me. I'm going to be a general manager of a sports bar. Almost a part owner as well of a sports bar in a little place called Benicia, California. And it's gonna be good times, man. I'm gonna have some good times in there. I'm gonna implement some of the things that I want to do. Try to get some tournaments going on in there. Some Killer Instinct tournaments. Yeah. High five. All right. Bring a whole different crowd and dynamic into that area that it is definitely needing. And you know, make some money in the process. You know. So I'm definitely being put in a position where I am allowed to do more and to be able to take things in the direction that I want them to go. And that's just awesome. Awesome, awesome. Also, big shout out to my boy, GC, Granicion, for landing a second audition for an up-and-coming WWE project that is in the works right now. He is he is auditioning for one of the voices in the show. So that's really, really, really awesome. And I wish him the best of luck as far as that endeavor goes. I feel like a lot of things are coming together right now. Like, I'm looking at the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's looking damn good. Speaking of light, Human Torch, fucking Fantastic Four, coming out this weekend, Friday. Yes, I'm going to the midnight showing. And again, I'm not as enthused as I initially sounded with that. Yes. But I want to give it a shot. You know, they fucked up Johnny Storm for me. You know, I mean, it's not the fact that he's black, but I mean, hey, man, fuck, if you're going to do that, make them both black. I don't know. I don't like the dynamic of it. I don't like where they're going with it. I felt as though if they had made Sue black as well, it would have been a really cool retelling of the story. I think that would have been the better direction to go, but instead they went, you know, in the direction that they went, where I don't know the story yet. I haven't read any synopsis. I haven't tried to dig any deeper into why she's white and he's black. You know, I would have even accepted if his name was Storm, but they got to be brother and sister. So never mind. I was gonna say that if he got with her, and that's how she became. You know, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like it would have been a better tale if Sue Storm was black. You know, the choice to keep her Caucasian is actually, you know, it's almost a racist one in a sense, because there is this underlying belief in the media that white women look better than black women. And, you know, whatever. I don't care. I don't necessarily believe into that hype, but it is a thing that is out there. And, you know, I find it's a very weird decision to me. So, you know, they already messed up Johnny Storm with me. It doesn't even seem like he's carrying a personality that Johnny Storm has. So, again, I want to give the movie a full shot and kind of, I haven't sat down and watched trailers for it like I did with a lot of other movies that I've wanted to see in the past. But, you know, I want to give it its full shot. The other place that they messed up with me is Victor Von Doom or Victor Von Doominoff or whatever the fuck his name is. And Dr. Doom is his online chat handle. What the fuck? That's like, come on, stop it. you know, so whatever, you know, I'm going to give it its shot and I'm going to see where they go with it and how they tell this story. They didn't go to space in this one. It's time travel or interdimensional travel. And, you know, I'm going to the midnight showing just like any nerd would. So, you know, at least there's that. You know, they're going to get my money, but they're also going to get a piece of my mind if it sucks. So, yeah, it's going down. Hashtag motherfucking basement. Other than that, not a lot going on right now, man. A lot, you know, GamesCon is happening right now. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Sir Darkside, S-E-I-D, not S-I-D-E, Sir Darkside, on Twitter. And I'm sorry, Darkside Rules, at Darkside Rules, D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D, Darkside Rules, on Twitter. And, you know, I'm tweeting here and there, some images and pictures and news and recaps and all that stuff. Again, I've been really messing with this Surface Pro, and you know, from beginning to end, it's just a very well put together, strong, solid device. You know, I feel as though not having a Surface Pro is slowing things down a little bit. I feel like it's probably not as fast as maybe a Surface Pro or even a actual desktop. You know, but I find, however, in my personal experience, I find the Windows experience to be a little slow in the first place, you know. Not really sure why that is as a whole, but I find it to be a little bit slow in the first place because, I don't know, things just, even on my actual, you know, I have a secondary Asus Windows computer, and even on that, it just, it comes off as lacking in certain areas. So it's really, really, really strange. That's weird. Some stuff of mine fell, and I don't know how or why that would have happened. I wonder if we had experienced a little bit of an earthquake over here, because it's been chilling up there for the longest time. But, yeah, so, you know, there's that little bit of slowness that kind of bums me out a little bit, but you have to experience it as a whole to truly kind of to kind of take it all in and get the most from it, because it's definitely, again, worth the upgrade, you know. So like I said, I've been messing around with it a lot, taking screen captures on the Xbox One and going ahead and editing them on the Surface and uploading them and posting them to Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. So it's definitely worth a follow of me if you want to see the fun that I'm having in my day-to-day, every day. Also have created, I created a clan on Destiny, for Destiny, and it has actually taken off today. Like, the amount of people that have been requesting to join has been overwhelmingly amazing, and I'm really, really, really surprised. So if you guys hear a lot of vibrating in the background, that's my phone, and that's people coming to the Asylum 7. So if you are a Destiny player and you are on Xbox One, and you want to be a part of the clan, feel free to join. It's the Asylum 7, 7 the number, all separate words. And like I always say, man, add me on the Xbox. Gamertag used to be Sir Darkside, not anymore. Gamertag is now Psych Ward, PSYCHWARDD. And I will definitely you know, get some games in with you, run you through some stuff, run you through some Crucible, help you get through a strike. If you've got, if you need that extra person for a raid that's not Vault of Glass, I'll run it. I'll run through it with you. So, you know, definitely add up and we will kick some ass. Right now, I want to get into a little track that's really got me hyped, and I might play it a couple times, so bear with me. And I wasn't going to get into this. I wasn't going to get into this whole Meek Mill and Drake beef thing that they've got going on. However, I heard this song back to back. And it's just, damn. Number one, it's embarrassing. Number two, it was the second track that he had done dissing Meek Mill's. Thirdly, Meek's Wanna Know bullshit is just, it's bullshit. It's that whole, I've done more dirt than you. And that doesn't mean shit. If you don't have the skills on the mic, you're not tight. And it's not all right, son. And to me, Meek, you've never had skills. To me, Meek, you're a sorry, sorry MC. To me, Meek, you shouldn't have gotten the deal that you've gotten. I know you've been putting in work on the streets and grinding and hustling and always in the quote-unquote always in the studio and all that bullshit, but you're garbage. And I don't feel more highly about Drake. However, I believe that Drake's music is a little bit more storytelling. It's a little bit more fun. There's a little bit more of a of something to listen to there. Maybe the beat, maybe the words, maybe the tune. And you know what I'm saying? As much as I think that, you know, Drake is not the dopest thing around, he's definitely more relatable, you know, from the niggas on the street to the niggas like me. You know what I'm saying? And you just have your music, Meek, that's just garbage. And that's what it is. Okay? It's garbage. Meek Mills is a garbage rapper, and I would everybody knows, I would take anybody on in any challenge, any freestyle challenge. My shit comes off to the head. Any type of challenge. You want to get into a ring and box, I whoop your ass. You want to get into an octagon and fight, I whoop your ass. You want to get into a booth with mics, I will whoop your ass. And you can quote me on that. So, you know what I'm saying? If anybody wants to go ahead and at Meek Mills and let him know that Sir Darkside, a.k.a. Johnny Five, a.k.a. the greatest, a.k.a. the king of kings, a.k.a. the best in the world and the best since day one on the mic, thinks that he is garbage, please feel free to do so, and I will definitely back that up. But right now we're talking about Drake. We're talking about back to back and not backing words up, and we're talking about this freestyle, and may it be written, and may it be off the top of the head, and we all know it's written, but, you know, let's keep with the whole thing here. May it be written, or may it be off the top of the head. This shit right here, nigga, this shit is death.
Oh man, oh man. Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Ooh, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type the niggas. And shout out to all my boss, bitches, wife and niggas.
Make sure you hit him with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going
Drake.
Back to back.
OVO.
I'm going back.
I don't want to catch a lawsuit. But I feel like we gotta play this back to back. Back to back.
Oh man, oh man.
Meek Mill's your garbage.
Not again.
I may not have the bombs to drop like funk.
Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check.
But when the lyrics are a bomb, you don't need to drop shit but the track. Back to back.
Oh man, oh man. Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Ooh, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing ARM. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor tussies getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type the niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, you need better seating. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seeing what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas near me, please. Then before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please? Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fest in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play this shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play this shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Damn. I mean, that's just what happens when you a mark ass trick, you know what I'm saying, Meek? When you a sucker. When you a bust-ass rapper, that's what happens. What you gonna do about it, you know what I'm saying? What you gonna do about it? Let's get into some good old-fashioned pure knowledge here. With Oh My God, OMG, followed by A-Game featuring Lou Breeze, Money Made Me Do It. And then we might go back into another pure knowledge joint because we bout it. We bout it, bout it. We bout it, bout it. So let's go. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. Turn up your headphones. Sit down and get up and shake that ass one time.
Oh my gosh, with them shiny ties, got your girl looking like,
oh my god,
you's a baller, right? I'm just doing what I'm doing, girl, got the chance, right? Cause I got the flow to make the people go crazy. I
am the truth. Rest of them people fugazi. Yeah, I am a beast. None of them people can cage me. Now they just about to get angry. Putting bodies in the back. Walk in the club and they playing my song. Got them like, woo, woo, woo. Sweat, spit it and go. I am the kid that you know. That's always keeping it cold. They copy the flow. Laugh at them like they some jokes. I am a rich and yo. They mad cause they broke. Running like CEO. Got the game under control. I'm feeling so dope on my comedy boat. Hop on the track and it's murder, she wrote. Forever we doing this. Keep all the foolishness. Call me a beat and I'm all about that. DMVP, the click that I be rapping. Virginia all the way to DC. Whole squad on something else. Putting on, I buy a set. Looking in the mirror, I'm like, oh God, we fresh. Yo. When you see me coming through, turn up on the volume. Pulling out the building, it ain't nothing new. Starting in these haters like I have to. It's a hassle. Selling these boys. Thinking they got up, you really don't make noise. Better go and check, ask them who got the juice. Me, Kid PK, be the illest.
Went from pissing in the hallway, now you're about to own the building. I mean, damn, how you do it? They be saying, damn, how you do that when you do that, what you do? Yeah, that greenery, you change your whole scenery, you dig it? Three girls, two nights, first class.
in a little bit. With a kind of mind, Tony Danza, who the boss? Put your collar now, put that pinky on and take it off the same time. You mean you gon' put this on it at the same time? You Spigolo, Mel Gigolo, just bought a bandana hoe. Who's a cinnabole? Penda Oval, we in Indigo, make a cinnabole. Talk of Toronto, but you knew that, but you didn't know.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, that's bought right. A crib.
Bought a crib.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car.
I was daydreaming. The funny thing is, I'm a daydreamer. My heart got filled up cramp. What am I gonna do without this shit? What am I gonna do without this money? What am I gonna do without these chicks? Am I blowing down?
I will.
But who knows though? I'm six slipping my iced tea. My cocoa. I'm cool with when I ride slow. Swerving lanes when I'm double cup. Smoking kush my eyes low.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a crib.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car.
We really bout it. I be the one people how they be doubting. I just step up on the mic and these people's streets are ignited. They yell and screaming and hollering, saying I'm amazing. But look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous. Everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think that you the, well I'm making you contemplating. I'm the greatest since day one. We about to fix that. Rappers claiming they real, but really they just some counterfeit. If you think you got it, then homie we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting a firing these extended clips. I'm about to music. I told you I do this. People staring at me. You would think I was a new kid. Going toe-to-toe with that kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens when taking our PK. They asking if we about it. About it since yesterday. We got it, about it. We got it, about it.
Downtown music on the beat.
to go in a direction that, again, you know, every now and again, I like to keep you guys on your toes, man. And it kind of goes back into what I was talking about earlier. An article that was posted online. About the Xbox One. It starts off Tech Insider. Are you ready for the Xbox One to get a whole lot more modern? Starting in November 2015, the Xbox One is getting updated with Microsoft's newest operating system, Windows 10. Sounds boring, right? Okay, fine. It's pretty boring. What's not boring is what Windows 10 will do for Xbox One. A massive visual update to the game console's dashboard and the ability to play Xbox 360 games on the Xbox One. The second bit is especially important. The Xbox 360 is one of the most popular game consoles ever made and has some of the best games. It's no surprise that fans have been clamoring for access to those games on their Xbox One consoles for some time now. Microsoft announced the ability to play Xbox 360 games on Xbox One back in June, and people in Microsoft's preview program have been enjoying that functionality for a few months now. In November, the functionality goes wide to all Xbox One users. Microsoft says at least 100 games will be available at launch, and they'll come from a variety of publishers other than Microsoft. Among the publishers listed are big names like EA, Warner Bros., Ubisoft, and Square Enix. Beyond updates to the Xbox One operating system and the ability to play Xbox 360 games, this November brings the much-loved chat pad to the Xbox One. It's a controller attachment that enables much faster text entry on both Xbox One and Windows 10. You can hook your Xbox One gamepad up to a Windows 10 computer. No word on pricing just yet, but we'd guess around $30 to $40. Chat pad looks pretty cool. However, I don't understand that because, like, whenever I want to send, I mean, I guess in the midst of battle or something like that, it would become a bit of an issue. However, whenever I want to kind of chat with somebody or send them a message, I just bust out one of my devices. So, you know, it's really interesting that they, you know, people are really clamoring or wanting a chat pad. It doesn't make any sense to me. So there's an Angry Birds 2, which is really insane, and it apparently hit 10 million downloads in the first 3 days, which is insane, Omax. But that is what it is. We do what we do, and it was what it was. Can we speak about sports for a second? Can we talk about in relation to Ronda Rousey? It is insane how she demolished that other girl. I forget her name, man. Something Courier, ass whooping is what the fuck her name is. And she just got de-fucking mollished, dude. Like, it was unlike anything I've ever seen in, you know what I'm saying, in a minute at that, because it's like just fucking boom. 34 seconds, guys. 34 seconds. I watched damn near the whole fight on Instagram. Like, the bell rung and that chick went to sleep. Just night, flat on her face. Goodbye. Good night. Thanks for coming. Don't come again. Have a good day. Like, it was some serious ass whooping going on. And I just want to say, Ronda Rousey is a force to be reckoned with, period. Not in the women's division, not just in the women's division, should I say, but just period. In sports entertainment, period. She is a force to be reckoned with, and that is one person who is seriously, seriously about it. And I had to give her props, shout out, you know, beautiful and a badass, and that is the double B that you do not want to mess with. Today
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a new track from Sire called Blade, and we have a new track from an artist by the name of Rome featuring Olivia Louise, and it gets a little gritty. Olivia Louise, like, I haven't heard her before, produced by Question, so we will be playing that for you a little bit later, so don't go anywhere. We are going to get right back into the music with Wake Up by me, Sir Darkside. So wake your punk ass up.
I be on my Batman tip, my Batman tip, cause I tell you rappers ghost, it's nerdy called bit, and you know they call me Flash, cause I make moves quick, except for when I'm with the girl, you can ask yo chick, she take the pipe so good, now she slipped, my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach, so you know I have to let her go, I make a splash with every flow, you think her name was Gyarados, these other rappers magic carpet, and I ain't talking miracles, ha. So they get this seismic tossed out, I'm the last level of games, we talking bossed out, they some cash that ain't got no lies, I'm talking lost out, I need a girl that's average, you go and blonde, I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end a rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother, won't you? If you are my habit, get it? Cyclops, habit, brother. Got you, nerd, got nerd, cooking, raw marble. These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry they're so mean. I'm a nimble with the flow, so I guess it's the XG. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living to these talks like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk the ass pump, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many of lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I don't pull the Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragon Sword, summon with the mic in my hand. I like that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like I'm Hawkeye. We Hawkeyes, and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames that blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like kitchen every night. Godlike skills with the pen Godzilla. Dragon Zord, Megamorph, Metaphor Killer. Comic Joy, Nerdy Boy, Tony Stark, Liver. Megatron, Flo, I sleep on a heavy hitter. Wake up!
I'm
since I was a kid, watching drug dealers in a black Benz riding by. And for the tip, nigga, you don't know me. Baby girl, I'm about to ask you, so you gotta show
I've been,
me.
I've been on the grind, and this bitch is day one. I've been trying to shine, and this bitch is day one. Keep the same niggas around, and this bitch is day one. My main bitch been down the ride, and this bitch is day one. Keep your head up to the sky, and this bitch is day one. Studio been putting time, and this bitch is day one. I've been on my grind, and this bitch is day one. I've been trying to shine.
Let the horns blare for Max motherfucking Star, killing the game one star at a maximized motherfucking time. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen. It's about that time. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after these brief messages. However, don't go anywhere. Like I already explained to you, we got two news jacks of the day. Sire with Blade and Rome and Olivia Louise with Oh Me, produced by Question. So there's no question that this is the place to be right now when we come back. And we're also going to talk about Amber fucking Rose's slut walk. So, yeah, that sounds like something that should be made fun of. And I promise to do just that when we return after these brief commercial messages. Oh, yeah, I'll snap into a motherfucking Slim Jim.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cup Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Live Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
The following trailer is rated H for honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes a franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all 9 of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat Tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1. Bruce Lee ripoff, 3. Different cops, 3. Identical Asian chicks, 4. Interchangeable cyborgs, and 7. Palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle a war if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies, then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning one great 90s movie, one horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring...
Woo-hoo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington,
Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop, the hot teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, Odd Job, Hand Job, Boob Job, Let It Go, and Barack Obama.
You know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu.
Be sure to subscribe for more Honest Game Trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fuck. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life. Toot it and boot it. The Schnozberries taste like Schnozberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
narrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
So deep and interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. You ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
Imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Occupy our balls.
Hashtag it. Don't forget to hashtag it. Hashtag it. Ah, boy. So, you know, there's a slut walk happening in October. So, there's that. What is it even? Like, I can't even find
more information on it.
It's an annual thing, too, apparently. I don't know if this is the first one. Nicki Minaj made a donation of $5,000 to Amber Rose's Slut Walk GoFundMe campaign August 4th. Amber Rose thanked the Pink Pant rapper with a tweet. Amber Rose Slut Walk is scheduled to be held on October 3rd in downtown Los Angeles. The money donated will go towards on-site services such as HIV testing, sexual awareness booths, food and merchandise vendors, among other services at the event, according to a statement on her GoFundMe page. And her GoFundMe page says as such, "Thank you for your support of the Amber Rose Slut Walk. This event is hosted by the Amber Rose Foundation, a nonprofit organization Amber started to support her core mission of uplifting, empowering, and enhancing the platform of women across the globe. Now, the money received from donations to this event will be used to bring this event to life with on-site services such as HIV testing, sexual awareness booths, food vendors, merchandise vendors, and a host of other services. But most importantly, your donation will support our foundation and groups and organizations of women who have been subject to slut shaming, a lack of implication of double standards, sexual harassment, and even rape. Los Angeles is just the first of many cities that we hope to expand this movement with your help. Slut, a word that exploded into a new but disturbing context after a Toronto police officer told a crowd of college women that if they wanted to avoid a sexual assault, they shouldn't dress like sluts. This sparked a worldwide campaign starting with the first slut walk in Toronto, 2011. Amber Rose asked if you stand with her and her movement, blah, 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 blah. This is the craziest thing in the world. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it makes sense. It doesn't seem like it's going to be productive. It seems like it's going to be counterproductive in nature. It seems like it's going to draw the wrong subcrowd. You know, it just seems like one of those events where it is just not well thought out. Like, what are you doing? Stop it. Doesn't make sense, you know? So, good luck with that, Amber Rose. So, I first want to get into the first exclusive, Blade by Sire. Let's play again, some of the earlier tracks that she has sent to us, and starting with Outside, and then Swing My Way. And we'll go right into her new joint of Z-Day. Both show. You dig me?
You know I've been waiting for you, right? And I just made it home. So you know what comes next.
Been down them thighs. Hear my life soon as I arrive. Cause some candles lit in your bottle on fire. We've been stressing around lately. Wrap them legs all around me. Roll my blunt and then spark and puff. Let our minds corrupt and get naked. I'll do you some favors. Who feels so shaken?
I'm patiently waiting to tame you. A little child is feeling all your feels, but that's besides the point. You ride along the slide on you. Hop on a ride a few. You like it like my kind of moves. Yo, bad girl, I just like that girl. The shit you do.
And ain't no way you plan on sleeping while in this bed with me. I'm plotting in my main goal is to put your ass to sleep. I know you're scared to open that heart, but gon' let this love in tonight. And baby, I don't wanna fight no more, so just shut off them lights. And it's cold outside.
Thank you. choose care for. I'm a damn show. I'm gonna get what I came for. Don't you know that shit? We choose care for. I'm a damn show. I'm gonna get what I came for.
Now we're going to get into the new joint that she sent over to us, Blade. Here it is, morelikeradio.com, My Time Now, exclusive from Sire, Bay Area local resident, Blade.
Oh my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Live in a glass case of emotion!
Only on morelikeradio.com.
Jesus Christ!
What is
he's
it?
Got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
I hear that blade cut deep. I guess you feel my pain when I think way back on the scene in the crib while I sleep. And my heart so attached when you leave for the sack. The scream so she rocked me to sleep. That rock to the deep, 17 full of heat. Hurtful words came from me. That wasn't meant for you. I just need my heart back. It's dropped the chains and sent the hoop. Hate you straight faced, and I said it in your eye to prove. I just see some space. I didn't mean to make you cry here too. Acting like the one I said I wish would die here too. Hurt me to see me hurt you just like my father do.
I just want you to know that I love you.
And I'm gone. Hopefully I made it and help was never provided. So all I had was some patience. But it ain't no patience when you money chasing. Cause if he got it, I need it. Ain't no debate. The who's gon' captain save me. Young in embraces, I'm chasing everything worth a chasing. Stars keep me gazing the perfect place to empower faces. In different races of civilized, it's just part of nature. Of course, time in the place makes you impatient. Especially on probation. I beat my case and I got off after 3 years of slaving. Product of my location. Economic engagement that I'm facing now. Yes, the size on the prowl. I guess I finally figured out. Shorty on me, but my girl got a pretty smile. And I'm something like a baby. She spoiled a younger down. Was this really what I'm looking for? See, back then I wasn't looking for. I never wanted what can hurt me more. So I kept her insecure. Couldn't tell her she meant the world before. I guess that's just a part of growing more. Got her crying on the floor. Another heartbreak I didn't force. But they all seem to want me more. Like I said, that blade cut deep. Yeah. Cut deep. Yeah, she felt my pain when I peeped. Way back on the scene where my father used to be. Them drugs had him on the fiend, calling up the police. I was still so attached when he leave. And my mind and my rock never let me see a drop on her cheek. And she'll never let me see. She'll never let me see. Yeah, that blade, that blade. Blade. Yeah, that blade.
Always delightful, always sensual, Sire. Getting it done with Blade. We still have Rome and Olivia Louise coming for you guys a little bit later. Later on in the day, if you know what I mean. But for right now, let's play some X-Phase. Oompa, a loompa, a doopity, a dee.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doopity-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that's
what I do.
Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that's
what I do.
Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that's
what I do.
Always spitting so meticulous.
Buddy.
Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that's
what I do.
Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that's
what I do.
Rapping as if I was from afar, cause that's
what I do.
Acting so bizarre.
Yo, 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 yo. Oh shit, hitting them with the raw shit. They're gonna think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'ma do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm with next up. I'm a line leader and a mob leader and a rhyme leader, you a caboose. Because I'm planning and a rhyme leader, you define, but you better cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlucks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doopity.
X,
if you're
X,
not greedy, X, you will X, go far.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that's
what I do.
Merkum turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that's
what I do.
Smirk and get them nervous, then just snap, cause that's
what I do.
Make them gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that's
what I do.
Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that's
what I do.
Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that's
what I do.
Got them all to ass.
Yo, 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 yo.
I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they threw's why I grew into a despicable me. And that's act, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a spat act. And I grab at them, then I rip them in half with a lat app. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like look a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doopity-dop. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the oompa, loompa, doopity.
Told you not to forget the name,
not to forget the name, people.
Do. X, the bay, the bay. Get your brick, get your brick, bay.
Bay,
bay. Do.
2015.
Do. Do. See, I'm back.
See, I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
For good this time.
For good this time.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Listen.
Listen.
get it later. Children need a guide, isn't always in this music. Remember who is listening when you are bumping to it. Tell them the truth, no matter what it is, cause I promise it will resonate with some little kid. Promise they'll connect to you, tell them the real story. Stand up to your fears and don't you ever be sorry. Where am I to go when no home is safe? Where am I to go on this coldest night? Where am I to go?
So the rhythm of my beatbox from a wristwatch and a TikTok, they don't get my time. Trying to have friends, never had them, they don't hit my line. I'm trying to take these days and invest for a while, relearning how to live my life like the steps of a child. Cause don't want to be cool in high school, I want to be dope in college. Don't want to be pretty good, I want to be fucking polished. I don't want to be cute, I want to be handsome. I ain't begging no label no more to hand over the loot. I'm demanding a ransom with a 12-gauge, not a handgun. I don't want no free throw, but a 3-point fadeaway shot and one. Basically, I'm saying I want more than what they offer, because now I know my worth and I ain't hiding from the monster. I'ma get it, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. Yeah. My pen is perfectly poised, pieces of paper piled up, that's how I stay employed. And Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle rappers annoyed. Pointed pistols of poetry penetrating they pores, poison absorbed. Life ain't always sweet, sometimes it's diabetic. Depression told me, you ain't got no parents, you pathetic. Got my PhD in preservation, my guidance was prosthetic. Plus, Papa was a preacher, so pot, now I'm prophetic, huh? That mean that I seen, I got a thing that I mean that'll make you scream. Got a demon in a dream and a scene that I only see on screen. Shit, but I'm me, I'm a king, got a leader, that's all about what I bring. So I'd rather have us kiss the sky, we never kiss the ring. You don't get it, they want behavior, not DNA. It costs to be the boss, but never pays to be a slave. Look, this is your life and your call. Just don't let the way that you were raised become the reason you fall. And I'ma get it, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
No matter what they say about me, they can't go a day without me. Even though they come around, I know they feel some way about me. Been on this road so long, seems like every day is cloudy. I find a way to go on, even though these haters doubt me. But I see it vividly, but it never happens instantly. But they all switch up eventually, but a car just sold in the industry. I know my intentions seem lofty, but that's essentially why these niggas have contempt for me. But I know where my heart is meant to be. Picture me, follow his tribe, worship his
is something that's hollow inside. You never can tell what your mark or hide. You either let go or you swallow your pride. I was advised, never be different, just listen and stay in your lane. Find it pathetic how you can be mad and pathetic to someone that's sharing his pain. This is a shame. I never want to be that person that is immersed in such a deep burden that he keeps searching for a diversion, knowing he's hurting. This is deserving. We must redeem our worth, but we can never be free if we cling to this earth. I know.
Hey, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. Hey, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. Hey, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. Hey, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
Yes, yes, y'all. We do not stop, believe it or not. That was Jeff Turner, man. Zion. Where you been at? On tour. Getting money. Let's get into this. Libby Louise, man. Words, okay? Words can't describe it. But maybe sound can. Here is Rome featuring Olivia Louise, Old Me, produced by Question.
Oh my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! What is it? He's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
Yeah.
Different feeling, different faces. I'm smoking anticipation. I know that you know this. They cannot control this. I've been getting loaded. Lighted up that ecstasy. That brings out the best in me. My plug has been blessing me. I swear there's no stress in me. I'm just living my life on the edge. Put that hand on my heart like the pledge. I'ma pull this one up for my memories. I'ma play the best role. I know they gon' envy me. I teach your ass a new subject. Kiss that pussy, hold that stomach. Won't pull the trigger, baby. I'm not fumbling. Off the drugs, I'm stumbling. I done showed up late, I done rolled up eight, popped a cold one, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, you met a new me, I'm not the same no more. I started off sipping late and now it's a dangerous pull. I'm living my life, I know they got haters for, I'm doing it right. Hopped out my neighbor's porch, we don't give a fuck about these niggas. Telling you again, I feel like I tell you over and over and
I don't know what it is about this track right now, but I'm just digging it. We gonna run that shit back. Back to back, one more time. This is Rome, Olivia Louise, Oh Me. Just everything she's on is a classic instantly. Yeah. Instant hits, instant classic.
Yeah.
Instant rawness. Rome, Olivia Louise, produced by Question, and there is no question. This is what's happening now.
Oh,
Different feeling, different faces. I'm smoking anticipation. I know that you know this. They cannot control this. I've been getting loaded. Lighted up that ecstasy. That brings out the best in me. My plug has been blessing me. I swear there's no stress in me. I'm just living my life on the edge. Put that hand on my heart like the pledge. I'm gonna pull this one up for my memories. I'm gonna play the best role. I know they gonna envy me. I teach your ass a new subject. Kiss that pussy, hold that stomach. Won't pull the trigger, baby. I'm not fumbling. Off the drugs, I'm stumbling. I done showed up late, I done rolled up eight, popped a cold one, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, you met a new me, I'm not the same no more. I started off sipping late and now it's a dangerous pull. I'm living my life, I know they got haters for, I'm doing it right. Hopped out my neighbor's porch, we don't give a fuck about these niggas. Telling you again, I feel like I tell you over and over, it never end, I'll never bend. I swear I won't fold, I smoke one for my goal. I've been thinking of gold, I'm about to explode. Light it up, roll that shit, hold that shit, who's hold that shit? Don't blow that shit, I don't know that shit. I'm flying in a dream, hippie in the street. I'm blessed, I think, I've been on them pills, ayy. Blowing smoke like a meal, ayy. You know I come from the steel, ayy. I don't have a deal, ayy. But I'ma make a meal, ayy. Tell me how you feel, ayy.
Rome, I like that guy, man. I want more music from that guy. So if anybody can get in touch with Rome and let him know to get in touch with the show, we'd love to hear from him. And if you are an artist that want to be a part of this amazing movement that we have going on, you can do so as well by sending your music to mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. You send your song attached or linked or whatever. You send us your music and we'll listen to it. Plain and simple, point blank range. Brah. Done. Over. No more games. By myself. One pillowcase. So it's happening. And that could be a thing for you. Could be a thing for us. It could be a thing universal. And you could be a part of My Time Tuesday, which, by the way, I apologize for not having My Time Tuesday last week. I didn't realize that was the last Tuesday of the week, or else I would have made sure that I did that show. I didn't do that show, and I apologize for missing the first My Time Tuesday since it started. And it was only the second one. So I really goofed that one up. My bad. I'll make sure that it doesn't happen again. Let's go ahead and let Jeff Turner, Conchita Virus, Jess Domain, and Tony Chaos get us the fuck on out of here. Marie's in the room. Royce is probably following not too far behind. Dutch and Royce is up next, so stick around after the show. They are going to be tonight's entertainment. But right now, it's me. And right now, it's my time. And right now, we straight from the door, featuring Obey Zion by Jeff Turner. Hashtag believe that.
Try to control it, but the beast is morphing. Welcome to the jungle, please proceed with caution. What happened to them days of recess so fortunate? No more outside games, re-release endorphins. Endorsed with them Fortune 500 corporates forcing it. Course it's gonna reach your chore list. On every game, every movie, every song. And they got the nerve to ask me why I drink so often. Please fuck off and... Straight from the dough. Straight from the dough, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. They know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Straight from the weak sauce, rappers go right for the fame. I swerve right through your lane with the same viciousness with which. Got Tyson in the name, your whole life is in vain. How your kids, they got food on the table, but you got ice in your chain. I guess I shouldn't blame, cause Freddy was a really good dude. Shot twice in the brain. I swear I give a fuck about your ruby bezels. These rappers so full of shit, get they booty shepherd. Talents on a newbie level, plus your favorite cereal is probably Fruity Pebbles. If I ain't no better, I would think you the devil. Crossing up the defense like I'm Boston in a pee. Ain't it funny how you balling, but you cheap? So much fire in the waters of my bone smoke daily. Shit, I call it Austin of the sea. God show me how awfully could be. So my philosophy is deep, great leaders been gangsta shit. They was walking on the sea, I'm bringing something that they thought to be deceit. Feeling like the ones that need hope get ignored. Woke up in the Bugatti, full back asleep in the Ford. But can you even afford? I pay what you owe, I'm an ace in the hole. You ain't no, hit him straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. You ain't no, I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the
top. Kill this check and guarantee that you won't find
it. Ain't nothing that you little kid must know. It's cause she's the bomb, so now you know. Put a green light on you, then say go. And I know you're faking, that's all for show. I'ma show you a thousand ways to die. These things seem like the crazy type. I'm the best that you heard lately, right? So every time I'm trying to lay the pipe, I ain't heard about your disco in face. I'ma kill kids like Chelsea Ray. I'ma put the bomb, put your paws into shape. Tryna get the green like organ A.
Check and guarantee that you won't find it.
Come back home. I left to find a better life.
That's what I did. I left to find a better life, and I found that shit. And I'll be managing it soon. Thank you guys for coming out and listening and tuning in. What's up, Marie? What's up, Hammy? What's up, Royce? What's up, Deutsch? What's up, Sean? What's up, Ash? Ketchum? What's up, Anna? What's up, everyone who's in the room, who just tuned into the motherfucking room for motherfucking Deutsch and Royce? But admittedly, I don't promote the show like I probably should. I'm gonna hire an intern. I'm telling you right now, and do something. Can't be fucking. I mean, I can now probably. Now that I'm getting rid of my old job soon, I'll be doing something else. Have more energy. Have more time. Have more everything. So you know, you never know. You never know what's gonna happen around the horizon unless you take the look. And that's what I'm doing. I'm taking a look around this horizon, and hopefully, there's not a fucking big ass monster orc with an axe ready to chop me in two and just break and shatter all dreams and hopes. So, once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Come around next week. I'll try to be here. No promises, though. But most likely I will be with a small little review of Fantastic Four. We'll talk about more shit. We'll say things that don't make any sense. We'll have more music. We'll read and we will plot. And I will be goofy as per the norm. So stick around. Deutsch and Royce is up next. If you want to follow me personally on Twitter, like I said earlier, I will be kind of going, re-commenting, posting, sharing opinions, thoughts, whatever, of GamesCon, which is going on right now in Germany. So, Darkseid Rules, DarkSeid, rules, I before E, except after me, because Seid, that's my ID. Also, make sure that you follow the show, It's MTN, at It's MTN on Twitter, or Facebook.com/ It's MTN, and that's my time now, because it's your time, it's my time, and it's now, and it's happening. So, thank you guys, once again. Stick around, Deutsch and Royce is up next. Meek Mills, you're a loser. You are a failure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you've quote unquote done it. Got a little fame, got a little name buzz, got a little hype going on behind you, but you have failed this city. All right? Let me come after you arrow style. Put the mics down, all right? Go back to the streets, start slinging that yay, end up back in jail where you most probably belong, you primate. And you know what I'm saying? Shut it down. You suck. Drake beat you twice. You still had not responded. Then you came back with "Wanna Know." What I want to know is who told you that shit was hot. What I want to know is if you listened to it before you released it. What I want to know is, do you even rap, bro? Because I don't think you do. And quite frankly for you, I think it's time for you to just bust out the old NES, take it way back in the day, grab that cartridge, that Donkey Kong cartridge, you know, Donkey Kong for you since you're such a primate. I want you to blow in it twice and make sure you get all the dust on out of it, out of the NES. You pop that game on and you play and try your hardest and you do everything you can to beat Big Daddy Kong, Big Daddy Drake Kong. All right, and you will notice that you will fail at every single turn, and you'll see those two infamous words that made me famous, at least, and those words shall be a game. Over.